Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, October the 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Hurricane Michael expected to reach Virginia by this evening. Also on the Thursday rundown, the comment period opened now on Trump's plan to limit green cards to immigrants who use benefits. Plus, some are calling the NAFTA replacement a missed opportunity for both dairy and the climate. First, here's our top story. Hurricane Michael crossed into Georgia Wednesday evening. That after a devastating landfall near Panama City, Florida, earlier in the day. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports Michael will quickly travel northeast over the Carolinas on Thursday and Thursday night before clearing offshore on Friday morning. That means several hours of heavy rain for the Richmond area in Virginia between Thursday evening and Friday morning. People can now officially weigh in on a proposal by the Trump administration to punish legal permanent residents who have used certain public benefits by making it harder for them to get a green card or a visa.
The proposal comes despite studies that show legal permanent residents use benefits like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or Medicaid at similar rates to U.S. citizens. The rule change appeared in the Federal Register on Wednesday, which kicks off a 60-day public comment period on the website regulations.gov. Ben Monteroso with the group Mi Familia Vota sees the move as cruel.
It's trying to continue the narrative that President Trump did, that immigrants are bad people and freeloaders, lazy people, and criminals is another attack of the Latino community.
He points out that undocumented migrants aren't eligible for most kinds of public assistance. The Department of Homeland Security says people who receive these types of aid should be declared a public charge, which would count against them if they apply for a green card or visa. I'm Suzanne Potter.
The move is part of a series of federal actions targeting the immigrant communities, some of which are tied up in litigation, including termination of DACA and the TPS program aimed at stepping up immigration raids, separating parents and children at the border, and moves to end the policy that allows migrants to sponsor family members to come to the U.S. Voting in Iowa next month will include a soft rollout of the state's new ID law. Ross Brown reports nonpartisan groups still say voting is easy and they want to see a large turnout for the midterms.
AARP State Director Brad Anderson says his group is working alongside Iowa's Latino Political Network and state auditors who want to educate voters about this year's changes. According to Anderson, they want to make sure voters who are most affected by issues such as Social Security, Medicare, prescription drug costs, and their own financial security have easy access.
Iowa does have some new voting laws, and we are targeting Iowa's 50-plus community as well as Latino voters because historically they are among the most impacted by new election laws, and the 50-plus community in particular has been historically the largest voting block in the state of Iowa.
Iowa's voter ID law officially takes effect for the 2019 elections.
The Latino Political Network, along with AARP, will host awareness and education events in five cities next week, including Bettendorf, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Mason City, and Shenandoah. And in her continuing series on crime and addiction, Mary Sherman reports today on community impact.
Criminologist Donald Hutcherson of Cleveland State University and Policy Matters Ohio Director Amy Hunauer reviewed more than 40 studies and found that serving time behind bars makes it more difficult to obtain an education, find a job, and fulfill parental obligations. It's not surprising to Maggie Cook of East Liverpool, who has witnessed the cycle of addiction, prison, and poverty within her own family.
They will do the time, and we don't have the rehabilitation in the prison, so they're not getting any better. They get out, and they try to get help, and it's still pointless because they still have that felony. You see it every day. People can't get jobs. They can't get their kids back.
Louis Tobin with the Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association counters that the criminal justice system already works to provide treatment options to keep people out of prison.
When you talk to judges and prosecutors, you'll find out that, for the most part, we're already offering treatment to addicts in the community. And by the time a decision is made to send somebody to prison, they've violated community control or probation 6, 7, or 8 times. And if you don't get them out of community, something worse is going to happen.
The review predicts Issue 1 would allow 10,000 people to be treated in the community instead of prison. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
And finally, Eric Tegedoff reports a Minnesota-based think tank says the United States' new trade deal to replace NAFTA is a missed opportunity, especially for small-scale dairy farmers and for action on climate change.
President Donald Trump says the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is a win for dairy farmers because it opens up part of Canada's market to exports. But Karen Hansen-Kuhn with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy is skeptical it will make a big difference for the industry, which is facing a crisis of overproduction and low prices. She says the Canadian market as a whole is small, about the size of Wisconsin's output.
And we're not talking about opening up the entire market. What they achieved under USMCA is opening up about 3.6% of that market to U.S. exports. So honestly, the impact on U.S. agriculture, U.S. dairy farmers will be minimal.
Hansen-Kuhn says this deal will hurt dairy farmers in Canada, which has a supply management program designed to support small family farmers.
The USMCA is awaiting approval from Congress. I'm Mike Clifford, and you have been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.